Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
With the first pick in the 2018 WNBA Draft, the Las Vegas Aces select Asia Wilson from the University of South Carolina.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jet Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jet Buchanan.
She's a 6'5 forward from Hopkins, South Carolina. Number 22. You're still going to wear 22, right? You'll always wear 22, won't you?
We'll see.
Oh, really? That's a remains to be seen? I'll just go with 20. Are you thinking about switching it up?
No, never.
I was like, what? That's your number.
Never.
Number 22, Asia Wilson. God damn, I've been such a nerd because you know how much I love you. I'm so excited you're here and congratulations.
Thank you.
Does it ever get old hearing about that first pick in the WNBA draft and all that?
No, it still hasn't hit me yet, honestly. So when I hear it, I'm like, wow, like that really is my name and that's really being called by the president of the WNBA. So,
and then, of course, the Blake Griffin thing went viral.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, I can't even wrap my head around that one. That was just amazing.
For people who don't know the story, what happened?
Okay, so I love Blake Griffin. I love him. That is my that's my number one guy. And when I got off stage, I was kind of, they gave me this iPad, and they were like, you know, don't press play until we say so. And I was like, okay, like, what is it? I thought it was Coach Bill congratulating me and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, cool. And then I see Blake Griffin, and he's like saying my name and saying how excited he is to see me in the league. And he like watched my games in college. And I just like lost it. I'm surprised I didn't cry, but it was just amazing. And I had to watch it like 5 times because I had to watch separate things like each time. Okay. So.
Who scored that for you?
I don't know.
You still don't know? It's a mystery?
I still don't know.
It had to have gotten back to like Blake's camp or whatever. And like, oh, yeah, no, I'm in. Absolutely.
Right, but got back to Blake's camp. How?
Yeah, who did it?
You know, like who? It's a mystery?
It is. I was just like, can I have this video? They're like, yeah, sure. So hopefully someone can send it to me. But like the actual video of him saying it. But yeah, I have no idea who set that up. But it happened to like another girl, Ezra Ray Stevens. She got Kevin Durant. And like, so it was like different people's
That's
eyes.
Awesome.
I get it. Blake Griffin's amazing. I would love just, for him to father
I cry when I met him.
Kayla don't even know if the ball is pumped up or stuffed, but she loves her some Blake Griffin.
It's true.
Asia, here's what's funny, and it's my favorite story, and it'll be the enduring, no matter how long we know each other, and I think it'll end up being a long time now that we're in the same town.
Yeah.
But, God dang it. So I get to host this ESPN College Basketball Awards fan jam thing. And they bring kids out to play ball. So the last couple of years, because Asia's been up for the Wooden Award, they bring her in for this thing and they make her a coach. For the kids. And Asia can't control herself.
I get into it.
That's great though.
No, to the point of she's running out on the court in the middle of it. Okay, if this was
a coaching box.
Oh yeah. If this was an actual game, I mean, they have referees and scoreboard, and we do it all official, whatnot. But if it was a real game, they would give her 2 technical fouls and throw her out.
That's funny.
Hey.
But what's awesome is everybody just like feeds off her energy, and then everybody's doing it. And then when the guys play, then they're practically out there. In the second half of the game a couple weeks ago when we did this thing, Asia's going, get me a damn jersey. Because her team was getting beat.
My team was down.
And you
I was
what?
About to suit up.
And you're not having that.
No, it's not.
And literally, we're all going, oh my God, somebody find a jersey. Because this would be awesome. Because she'd be out there with 8-year-olds.
That's hilarious.
But that's just you.
That is. It really is.
You're so passionate about everything. Like, oh my God, no. I follow you on Twitter. What was the first you tweeted out? What was the first purchase that you made in Las Vegas?
Oh, is it that?
My Alex and Annie unicorn bracelet. I got off the airplane and we were walking to the bathroom and I was like, Mom, there's an Alex and Annie store. And she's like, Asia don't. And by the time she got our Asia don't, we were already in the store. So I got that and I got a ring. So I was super excited. I love Alex and Annie. So when I saw the store, I was like, of course I have to make a purchase here. So yeah.
Like geeked out about it. It was hilarious on social media.
Is this your first trip to Vegas?
I was here when I was 12. So as an adult, yes, this
doesn't
is my
count.
First.
So yeah. 12 doesn't count.
At 21, have you taken part in any of what Vegas is famous for?
No.
Have you celebrated being the first pick in the WNBA draft?
Yeah. Hakkasan all night, bottles and models. And...
No, just been pretty chill.
So far, yeah. Then you come into town. And they got a life-size, I mean, they got a 100-foot banner on the MGM.
It's crazy.
So you've had the Blake Griffin thing.
And then when I saw it on the Las Vegas Aces Instagram story. So it went to my DM and I was like, no way. And they're like, yes. I was like, yes, that is real. So it's crazy. Like on my way here, I saw a little banner and it's like, welcome Asia Wilson. I was like, what?
Oh, we love you already. Like, no, we're fully immersed in all things Aces right now.
Yeah, I love it. And did I tell you, don't you get it? Don't you get, like, the vibe from her? You know what I mean? Like,
no, she's good. She's good people.
I just want to be your best friend forever. And I realize I'm creepy stalkerish right now. I understand. I'm such a fan because you are so cool.
He's the one that put the banner up, interestingly enough.
By the way, made it myself.
Yes. I was on the crafts net at Chet's house the other night.
So. I want to know this. Obviously, there aren't that many 6'5" women in the world.
Yeah.
So I want to know the shortest person you've dated.
I don't date anyone shorter than me.
Okay.
So it's pretty much.
Players fun. Only. Players
it's,
only.
Yeah, it's got to be players only a lot, right?
Yeah.
So if you decide to get married then and you're going to wear heels because he's going to have to be at least 7 foot tall or she's going to be whatever.
6'8".
Yeah.
6'8" at least.
Yeah.
Man, and it's funny too. That's the other. That's the Asia effect. I'm going to coin that. Copyright 2018 Chet Buchanan Show. The Asia effect. So then Asia's out there and she's having fun. So then it loosens up. You know, like Katie Lou Samuelson from Connecticut, Gabby Williams from Connecticut, and then Asia Durr from Louisville, and then everybody, Sabrina Ionescu from Oregon, they all start to, now they're like, okay, this isn't where we can't have fun.
Yeah.
And don't think that the male Wooden Award nominees.
Trash talking, they're really into it too.
But they're also, they're thinking, oh, these girls are fun. You see them kind of start... Because they start throwing a little game,
definitely,
right?
Definitely, yeah.
Because they're like, yeah, okay.
They're like, come on, coach. They're trying to hype me up because I was losing and I was talking a lot of junk because I believed in my team. Whatever.
Yeah, but- we love that, though.
Who she just met 5 minutes earlier. Right? But yeah, but you know, I believe their in my names. Team.
She goes, I know I'm going to bring it, so we're good.
Asia Wilson is the number one pick of your Las Vegas Aces, and I'm telling you, you're going to love her as much as I do. On and off the court.
So can I go back to my thing? So
yeah. Back to you dating short
no,
guys.
No, yeah. No, because I'm fascinated by this. So you're at Hakkasan and Kevin Hart comes up and he's throwing mad game.
No.
And you love him. He's funny. He's attractive.
Yes, I love Kevin Hart.
Successful.
Yes.
And he
but
is.
But no. Sorry.
Chris Paul.
No. Sorry.
Just nothing. They got
to
be tall.
It's too many tall guys in the world for me to settle. For people to sort
of all right then, nothing wrong with that.
So and let's just jump back to basketball for a second. So the Aces are coming, and it's new for all of us.
Yeah,
it really is. What do you know about this team already that you can tell us? Besides you, what else do we need to look for? I'm a Seattle kid.
Yeah.
So Kelsey Plum.
Yes, definitely. Obviously. Mariah Jefferson. Like, this is a team with great guards and also great post play. So we have a great balance. I'm excited to play with these girls, just get into the flow of everything. And then on top of that, we have the best coach ever, Coach Bill.
Yeah, Bill Laimbeer is a legend with the Detroit Pistons back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
They're the bad boys.
Bad boys.
It just sounds, even if you don't know much about it, it sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Are you, because knowing that the NHL, like how well the Knights are doing, does that really inspire you or make you more nervous? How do you feel?
I don't know. I think it's just putting everything together. I think, you know, Las Vegas is starting something very, very special here, and I'm excited to be a part of it. But I wish I could catch a hockey game while I'm here, but hopefully when I come back, something may come up.
Oh, we got to make that happen. We got to make it happen.
Definitely.
Are you kidding? I can't even get myself into T-Mobile. How am I going to get her in there? How's that? I think
we can get her in there. I think
we might be able to make some calls for you.
We know a couple of. Actually, I'm pretty sure Asia can. Asia, will you take me?
Yeah.
I think Asia's probably the one who's got the hookup. I'm just saying. All right, we're running out of time. Asia Wilson, Las Vegas Aces, is here. We want to find out just exactly what you know about your short time here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
We're going to play a little game that we enjoy playing quite often.
Okay.
Are you smarter than a show killer? The guy behind you, or who's actually coming into the room right now, this is our producer, Davey the Show Killer.
Hey.
We're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Show Killer, Vegas Locals Edition. Okay?
Okay.
So, Davey, what's your buzzer going to be? Not bad.
Okay.
I would assume, just say aces. Asia can just say aces.
Aces.
Unless you have a favorite sound you like to make.
I was going
to
go like boop, but.
If you want to go boop, you know what? This is on you. You can do whatever you want. So buzz in when you know the answer.
Okay.
What is the actual name of that road that is known as the Las Vegas Strip?
Boop.
Asia.
Las Vegas Boulevard.
Hey! Up one nothing. Question two. Where is the nearest place you can buy lottery tickets?
Boop.
Asia.
Prim.
Is it Prim? Asia's up 2-0.
Asia's kicking your butt.
No, you guys better the lines.
No, we didn't.
Why would How am I going to do that?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm literally like.
And even if I did, why would you say that? What is the name of the name? You know what? Don't be a sore loser.
Okay.
She's
a freaking champion over here.
I know she is. Okay, I'm going to be
world
quick on this
class.
One. Quick.
Just because you're inept. What is the name of the neighborhood in Henderson where the district is located? Asia!
Green Valley.
Is it Green Valley? 3-0 Asia.
How long have you lived here?
16 years.
3-0 Asia. How long have you been here? 16 minutes. Okay, try real hard with this one, Showkill.
Okay.
What is the name of the city directly north of Las Vegas?
She's
I gotta be honest. Here's the thing. She's legitimately kicking your butt.
I know she is.
Asia, the answer is?
North Las Vegas.
North Las Vegas! These are all easy. Okay. This is just to see.
I know them all. Though.
This is just.
I do know them all.
Did you guys all hear Davey? I know them all, though.
I know.
He's over there responsible. Like, I know, but I know them all. Okay, this. You know what? You don't have to buzz in.
Okay.
We'll just see. Without going over, how tall is the stratosphere? Davey first. Just we'll let it. Asia. I guarantee Asia knows it. Okay, Davey.
980 feet.
Asia.
1,149 feet.
The correct answer is 1,149 feet. Asia, you are smarter than a show killer. Vegas Locals Edition. Dude, did I tell you that you guys would love her as much as I do?
She's great.
I'm so excited to have you on the team. This is going to be such a great first season.
We were, when we were there a couple of weeks ago, and I was just like, get your butt to Asia, get your butt to Las Vegas, girl. We should just change the name of the town to Asia. We should just change it. But no, I was like, just get, you got to come here. We're going to have so much fun.
Excited.
Me too. Me too. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
And we'll see you at Mandalay all summer long with the Aces. In fact, if you would like to go to a Las Vegas Aces game, we will make that happen right now. You choose any game in the month of June. Okay?
That's awesome. Dope. All right.
Just be caller number 25. Davey is about to cry right now.
Yeah, he got pounded.
Call up, talk mess to Davey the Show Killer at 702. Kayla's hugging him. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. You get tickets right now. AJ, we love you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.4. KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.